The new training effort is centered at the Defense Information Systems Agency, but it involves participants from across the Defense Department. Henry Sinkowitz is DISA's Vice Chief Information Assurance Executive. He says the objective is to train military members in the cyber field on standard sets of foundational cybersecurity skills that cross the boundaries of the individual military services, rather than just teaching them how to do one specific job at a time.
We're trying to converge the efforts so that we have an end state that fully supports the JIE so that we're able to go there and have cyber platoons that are going there and are standard trained in a standard methodology, a standard way of behaving, so that we can use them in multiple ways. We want to make sure that they're all operationally focused and that there's a curriculum behind that. It doesn't do us any good to train someone up and go and say, here you go, we're going to make you a watch officer. And then all of a sudden move them into another environment where they're absolutely and totally non-useful.
Sinkowitz told a gathering at AFSEA's Northern Virginia chapter that the cyber training program is still getting off the ground, but DoD envisions it'll eventually include curriculum for several dozen broad roles for career cyber specialists in the military. While it's still proving out the concept of joint cyber training, DISA is starting small. Curriculum's being developed and piloted for five of those roles this year. But Sinkowitz tells Federal News Radio they're also the most challenging areas. Computer network defense analysts, server administrators, cyber defense auditors, network infrastructure specialists, and information assurance compliance agents. Eddie says DISA's doing all it can to synchronize its training not just across DOD, but across the federal government, in line with the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education, led by the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
We clearly know that there are work roles inside the DOD framework that have no correlation whatsoever to what NIST is doing. There is not much of a need inside the NIST framework for the attack exploit side of the cyber workforce. We do have that. I mean, this is nothing's classified. We know that we've got additional work roles. So we're just trying to make sure that we've adhered to them as best we can so that when we have a federal employee, that federal employee can move from one agency to another department, and we know that they've got that common reference framework, that common training that goes across the environment.
Sinkowitz says DOD also wants to standardize and institutionalize the process it uses for training cyber professionals. Rather than telling cyber experts to fit training into their day-to-day schedules, DISA envisions a process that works similarly to the way the military handles readiness in other fields. Forces would cycle out of their day jobs in order to have time to study and train.
We've all suffered through the idea of let's go there and retrain our workforce and go and drop new equipment in without taking into account the manpower and the cycles that are necessary to inject new training inside the environment. But if you look at our other in-the-field compatriots, they understand how to do that. You go there, you cycle units through, you get them in a reset mode, you get them ready, you put them available for the force structure. And we've got to do that same thing inside the cyber domain. And then that little bar that shows the readiness level, we've got to be able to track it.
And once DOD can track the cybersecurity readiness of its forces, it'll also be able to tell who's up to snuff and who's not. Sinkowitz predicts commanders will soon be held accountable for the cyber readiness of their forces in a way they never have been before.
I think we'll be serious if you start seeing flags getting sighted on their fit reps or being removed from command if they're not ready. And I suspect that day is coming along, and probably coming along quicker than most of you would suspect. That's absolutely crucial, because until we see that readiness cycle and the troops understanding exactly how important this stuff is, we won't really achieve the necessary ends.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.